This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Memorial Day, once called Decoration Day, a federal holiday in the United States for remembering the people who died while serving in this country's armed forces. You're heading out for the weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. You got a lot of things to do, right? Don't forget why we're having this weekend. Don't forget why Monday is off and we are doing something a little out of the ordinary. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's not make sure the lake is working weekend. It's not the barbecue is perfect weekend. It's not the boat runs just perfect weekend. It's Memorial weekend. It is Memorial Day Monday. Those who died in active military service, we remember. Okay? Can we do that? I think we can. We'll help you do it. If you have someone you know who died serving this country, tell us. 2580550. We're at the PetroServe USA location in Valley City, exit 292. You pull in here, gas is 20 cents off a gallon. I'm not kidding. E15, 20 cents off a gallon at PetroServe USA. That's how bad we want you to stop here. And there's a lot of great specials you can load up on wherever you're headed. Big 24 packs of the Nestle water are $3.99. Those are a good deal. 24-pack water, $3.99. You know what I'm saying? They have sundresses on the special for $14.99, long and short styles. I mean, everything from you can Colorado Jack popcorn, $3.99 each. And that's good popcorn, really good stuff. And you know what? The best reason to come here is the burgers, because the food, all of the food is fantastic. But the burgers here are the best burger in North Dakota. Let me repeat that. The burgers here are the best burger in North Dakota. One more time. You'll find no finer burger than right here at PetroServe USA, exit 292 Valley City. Make it the stop between how do I know I've had it? How do they make it? That's what I'm about to ask our next guest. How do they make it as the best ever burger in North Dakota? Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What do you do here, Scott?
I'm the kitchen manager.
You run that show.
I run that show back there.
Now, this is not a convenience store kitchen. This is not your typical. This is not your mama's.
It's a restaurant deli combination.
Yeah, it's really. They got the whole works. Found that out with breakfast this morning. Think I'm gonna have a little breakfast pizza, and all of a sudden I'm having two eggs and the hash browns and the sausage or the bacon. You know, all fantastic, really good. Now, what's the secret on the burgers?
Well, I can't give all the secrets.
Okay. Tell me what you can tell me.
We spice them up, and we cook them with a lot of love.
A lot of love.
A lot of love. That's what Jim Anderson calls it. A lot of love.
Oh, I love that. I've seen you hand patty them.
Hand patty them.
Now, you're getting fresh beef, too, from a rather famous place in town here, right?
From Valley Meats in Valley City here.
So they're very well known.
Very well known, yes.
Around here. And so you hand patty them, and then what?
Cook them up and cook them to the exact temperature that you need them at.
That's the love.
Yeah, it's love.
Right, that and the spice.
Yes, it is.
It's the love. And you put a few other goodies on them.
Not that much, but it's how you cook them.
The cheese.
Onions.
Caramelized.
Fried onions.
Caramelized onions, too.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah. And then the buns are to die for, too.
The buns are baked here in the bakery. We've got a full bakery here. We can bake anything you want.
Do you have a secret that you can share as far as, somebody, obviously the secret in this case is the spice and exactly how you're doing everything, but what advice for anybody throwing burgers on the grill would you give them?
Just don't overcook them.
Is that the most common mistake?
That's the most common mistake, dried out burgers.
And you want a little pink inside?
You want a little bit of pink inside. You want it so the grease runs down your chin.
Oh, my goodness. They are so good. They're really good. And what else is a hot seller right now?
Hot seller is pretty much anything in the deli case. We've got chicken strips, popcorn chicken, you name it, we've got it in the deli case over there.
Always fresh and hot here, too.
Always fresh and hot.
Yeah, really, really, really is good. So trust me, you've not been to a convenience store like this in North Dakota. They've done it right. Exit 292, Valley City. In addition to 20 cents off on the E15, come on in and have the best burger in North Dakota. I think it's tops on the list.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we should maybe get a group of judges to prove that out.
We probably should.
Yeah, Todd Mitchell has said he would be happy to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on board. I'll tough it out and do that as well, and we'll make it official, put it on the wall at some point. But, Scott, nice chatting with you.
Thank you.
Good job, and tell the rest of the crew, we love those burgers. We love those burgers. They're so good. Todd, I kind of volunteered you there, but you're okay with being on the
absolutely
Best Burger in North Dakota Selection Committee?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Todd, he's good like that. He'd take one for the team every now and then. That's really, we're on it. We'll be doing it. Mary and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much. What's on your mind today?
Well, I want to thank my dad, who has passed away about 20 years ago. His name is Chris Welly. And he served in the Second World War as a submariner. My dad was, his grandpa came from Germany to southern Minnesota, and he ended up, I'm not sure the exact number, but I think he ended up having at least 18 of his grandchildren serve in the Second World War. One of his cousins was killed in the invasion of Normandy, D-Day. My dad, as I said, was a submariner in the Pacific. His older brother, Dick, was a pilot. His next brother, Bob, was a Marine that served on Guadalcanal. Dan was a radio man and in the Navy. They all came back to raise large families. Only the youngest uncle, Joe, he was not able to serve, but he served in Korea. And I want to thank them. What a legacy they've given our family. And I also want to thank all those who served, those who came back, and those who gave their lives for this great country. God bless America.
Thanks for the call, Mary. Appreciate that very much. And a nice tribute for sure. Thanks so much. Welcome other calls at 258-0550. If you stop and see us at the PetroServe USA in Valley City, in addition to having a great burger, we also have $25 gift cards from PetroServe USA free of charge. I mean, we just hand them to you if you tell us a story about a vet. Any vet, anywhere. And obviously today, special request, if we can find families that have someone that served and you're honoring their memory as they died while serving this country, which, of course, is what Memorial Day is all about. Let me get to a few texts. I'll try and go rapid fire. Why was Heidi, I assume referring to Heitkamp, why was Heitkamp so close to President Trump at the pullout of the Korean talks announcement? For that matter, why were all the politicians there? Two things. One, the event was originally scheduled as a bill signing related to fixing the nightmare of Dodd-Frank from the Obama era, which, by the way, Senator Heitkamp was, been a cheerleader of most of the awful regulations in Dodd-Frank. Of course, it's election time, so she's now going to find an opportunity to say she's part of a fix. But anyway, so she was there, and you noticed, almost like a kind of a third-grade kid would, when they want to get really close for a picture, got into the room and stood right in a position where she would be near President Trump, clearly working on an ad or something. Here's what really bugs me about this. First of all, Senator Heitkamp worked on this bill, deserves credit for this bill, but she's not alone in that. Obviously, the room was packed with Republicans. Kevin Cramer was there, the chairman and others as well, all of whom President Trump acknowledged. I really am offended on behalf of North Dakota voters that the Heitkamp campaign thinks you are so ignorant that a few ads and a few, childish-like moves to stand next to the president is going to have us believe that you stand with him and that you're quote-unquote bipartisan. I mean, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's pandering. It's desperation. I'm beginning to feel sorry for the Heitkamp campaign. It really is that bad. I mean, it's just, come on. Don't try too hard. You really can't. Just be who you are, be what you've done, and let voters sort this out without trying to, spoon-feed them. So politicians normally are at bill signings to answer the rest of the question. I just think that the North Korea situation timing happened so that went right on top of that. But I think I saw it on NPR something, and I saw Congressman Kramer the entire time in the shot. So I think it depended on what shot you saw, but he was standing towards the back. She was nudging up right there to the front. So let's see here. What else we got? He is a leftist. Okay, this goes back to our little call about Jamie called in. He was talking about delivering things for his work, being around town, and was doing a little analysis of the signs and where they were, and named off a bunch of people and said they were leftists. And he said one of them was seminary. And I said, well, I don't think seminary is a leftist. I mean, you can like him or not like him, or, you know, a decision here or there, a civic center or whatever, but I wouldn't, my definition of a leftist wouldn't fit Mike Seminary at all. This is always hard at city government because I think some people see things as, you know, that's liberal, or some other people see it as, I was part of the effort to build the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Many people are part of the Fargo Dome in Fargo. I don't see that as left or right. That's a, do we invest in that? Do we take tax dollars and do that? Do we let the voters vote on it? I don't know. I'll finish this after break.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Remembering the Fallen on What's on Your Mind today, live from Petroserve USA, Valley City. Stop by and see us. $25 gift card in the palm of your hand if you honor a veteran today with a quick shout-out. Appreciate the folks that have done that today and joined us here on the program. Everybody wants a $25 gift card from Petroserve USA. I don't blame them, but the nice thing is you get to honor a veteran to do it, to get it. So, nice deal. Busy place. The campers, the RVs, the trucks towing boats, the, you know, the folks going through the car wash. It is a lot going on today, and a couple burgers on the grill, so a lot going on heading into the weekend. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd or I, 701-367-2054 for me. That's 367-2054. Or for Todd, 226-8503. Okay, to finish that text that I ran out of time to tell you about, what the texter was saying is that Mike Seminary, candidate for mayor in Bismarck, is a leftist. If you don't want to call him a leftist, call him a big government brother. Okay, all right. But don't deny it. Okay. Sharing some comments here. How's this race going, Todd? Anyway, Todd's been following the Bismarck mayor's race.
I think it'll be tight.
I have. Pardon me?
I think it'll be tight.
And how do you know that? I never know on a local race.
You could do
compared
the lawn
to other
sign.
Races, I guess, right?
What's that?
More attention than other races being paid to it. More
certainly
signs,
a lot more attention to this one. Yeah, there's a lot more attention to this one than many, if not every other local race that I can remember. And Burley County Sheriff, that race also tight as well between Kelly Levin and Owen Canwright. So we've got a couple of really tight races going on here.
All right. Well, we love hearing about those. We had some folks call the other day from Minot about a primary race up in a legislative race there in one of the districts. And if you you have people in those races, feel free to give a shout out to somebody or let us know. Happy to hear that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I sort of got in the middle of that race because Todd asked me one day when we were on there, who would you vote for? So then I said that I would vote for Mike Seminary, and then some people said, like they're saying today, well, he's a leftist, why would you vote for him? And I said, because I don't think he's a leftist. I'm like this with mayor candidates and mayor races and city council people. You know, I there are people who I consider to be, you know, a conservative Republican, and then vote for something and a school board or a city council, you go, really? What in the world? So I guess, you know, it's just a little bit different than tracking a legislative candidate or somebody, a mayor's race. But anyway, appreciate your comments. Another texter says, our first dog when I was young was a mutt, dishonorably discharged from the canine corps. He laid on his back and played dead at the Battle of the Bulge. Talented dog. You think that story's true, Tom?
I'm not going to argue with it.
It's a good story if it's true. Neat picture someone sent us. And the texter says, I would call, but the picture's the story. This is my grandfather. He was on the second wave at Normandy. My grandmother hasn't heard from him in weeks and months. They're from Illinois. And on the boat, there was a journalist in the Chicago Tribune. And he had hand-draw the picture as they were approaching the beach. A week later, my grandma read in the paper he was okay, and they printed his picture in the paper. He was a big country farmer. After the war, he went back to the farm. He passed away about 20 years ago. When I was in the military, I was able to go home, and I was proud to be his pallbearer. My grandmother still has the original print. I was fortunate to get the copy. Wow, it is a neat print. Neat print. Pretty amazing. Imagine knowing Normandy went on, knowing you have a loved one on there, and then not hearing from them. Wow. Texter says, can a person still donate to the Veterans Memorial they have built, or are they just building it in Watford City? If so, who do I contact? Can't remember if they've raised all the money for that or if they're still doing the fundraising on that while they're building it. I will get an answer for you and get you get back to that for sure. Good question. We appreciate it. Let's see here. Gene in Dickinson, William in Western North Dakota, on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I'd like to honor my uncle, Paul Dvorak. He was Normandy, landed on Normandy, and went through that and the Battle of the Bulge and all the way up to Poland. And the ironic thing is that on the 50th anniversary of Normandy Beach invasion, he was honored with a plaque taken with him, shaking hands with General Eisenhower before he landed on the landing craft off of Normandy.
I hope somebody has a picture of that, Gene.
Yeah. I remember seeing that picture in the encyclopedia, and if you pull it up, you can see it there, and yeah, it was quite, he had no idea that Time magazine had taken that photo, and they traced it down. It took 50 years to do it, but he was recognized for that. And, he was wounded twice, Purple Heart and all that.
Wow, amazing story.
He never talked too much about it, but he, in his later years, he did mention a few things about the invasion.
Thanks for sharing that, Gene. I appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550. Giving shout-outs to vets. Extra bounty points for you today, folks, if you tell us about someone in your family that died while serving. And so that's what we will be honoring on Monday, Memorial Day. William, Western North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a few that I'd like to honor here. I either got to know their families or... Well, basically the families, but Major James Howard, he was a P-51 Mustang pilot in World War II, shot down and killed on November 8, 1944, after escorting B-17s on a bombing mission over Germany, was strafing a railroad station when was shot down and killed. His brother, Tech Sergeant Dalton Howard, was killed in the Battle of the Bulge December 20th. 1944, just a little over a month after he was killed. It was a sad day for the family. It was a sad time for the family. Lieutenant John Joyce, leading a platoon in Operation Oklahoma Hills in Vietnam, was killed.
Let you finish this list, William, on the other side of the break, so just hold tight.
Okay.
We honor those heroes more after this. Petrol Serve USA, Valley City, stop
Utah.
And
we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Students and other gun safety activists made a dramatic statement with marches all over the country, and now they're planning their next steps. With many of them heading back home, Parkland High School activist Emma Gonzalez told Face the Nation,
"This is not the end. This is just the beginning."
And Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio, who was on State of the Union, agrees.
They got to keep it up. If they don't keep it up, those that want no change will just sit on their hands. They will never come out and say anything. They will just try to stall until the steam comes out of the kettle.
One person who doesn't want change to gun laws is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student Kyle
Kashyap.
We saw that in Maryland, that a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. The only way to stop an active shooter on campus is to have another person to eliminate him.
Kyle was on CBS's Face the Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your...
Our freedom with their spilled blood. That's what Memorial Day is about. Hope you'll remember it. Have someone who did die serving this country that you know. Honor them with a shout out today on the program at 800-228-0550. In a moment, we're going to tell you about a really neat way this year to remember fallen heroes that Congressman Kevin Cramer was a part of, a call that came to this program from the son-in-law of someone who was on the USS Frank E. Evans. I'd never heard of this ship, didn't know anything about it, but 74 crew members died. The ship sank. And yet, their names are not on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington. And Congressman Kevin Cramer, because of a call on this program from someone who knew the story yesterday, was part of the passing of a piece of legislation in the National Defense Reauthorization Act, or Authorization Act, that included that. Isn't that cool? So we're going to talk about that in a moment here on the program. But William had a few more folks he wanted to recognize, or I think was just wrapping up his recognition of...
Yeah. Radio man Bruce Class Marvin Alto, who was killed when his submarine USS Shark was sunk in February of 1944. PFC Gary Lochtow, killed on Con Thin on Hill at 158 in 1967 in Vietnam. Those are just a few of the people from the mining area that were killed in service, but I just wanted to honor them. And thank you for taking your call. Thank you for what you do for our country.
Thanks, William. Appreciate that very much. Had a family in a RV with New Jersey license plate that were just waving wildly at us, Todd. So evidently, as they hit the border, they headed this way, they found us on the radio. AM 1100, the flag out of Fargo-Moorhead, or if they're headed from the other way, 550 K-Fire, our mothership. The voice of the Northern Plains, KTGO, KLTC. Shout out to the stations you're listening to or on the app. We appreciate you very much. We're at PetroServe USA today, exit 292, Valley City, where they have all kinds of great specials. They always do. I just picked up a couple of bags of almonds, 99 cents each. That's kind of nice. Like that. The free Coffee for Life Club is pretty cool. The ladies are buying lots of attire here, like these sundresses behind me. T-shirts for $4.99. I mean, cases of water for $3.99. The fidget spinners for 99 cents each. But my personal favorite, 20 cents off a gallon of gas. 20 cents off a gallon of E15 at Petro Serve USA. I kid you not. Valley City location only, so stop by and say hello. We have somebody else we just handed a $25 gift certificate to from Petro Serve USA for being a great veteran of this country. A Navy vet.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Curtis.
How are you, Curtis?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks, yourself.
Where are you from?
I'm actually from Minnesota originally. I've lived in Texas the last 30 years.
Is that right? Where in Minnesota?
Brooklyn Park.
Talking about the Twin Cities?
Yeah.
What brings you to Valley City today?
I'm just passing through. I'm going from Oregon to, actually, Minnesota, then back to Texas.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Where did you serve?
I actually served in Japan for 3 years during the Vietnam War.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
You didn't get told that enough when you came back, did you?
Well, it was different.
It was different. That's a diplomatic way of saying it. You have more diplomacy than I do.
Oh, well.
I see it as a sad chapter in American history, but the way we can right that wrong is by just making sure we find a Vietnam vet and say thanks.
You're welcome.
Did you leave any that you knew well back there?
It was a classmate from a small town in South Dakota was killed over there. But that was, and other people, you know, I don't remember the names.
What was the classmate's name?
Pardon me?
The classmate?
Ronald Nolder.
So we honor him on this Memorial Day.
Should, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But also I'd like to congratulate my nephew, Nate Merrill, who is graduating from the Naval Boot Camp today.
No kidding.
And that's actually 50 years from the time I was in boot camp at the same place.
No, is that ever a neat milestone? That's great.
Yep.
Well, congratulations
Thank
to
you.
And to you.
Appreciate it.
And, you know, part of your fill's on us today from PetroServe USA, okay? We'll get you that gift card. Thanks so much. Appreciate it very much. Andy Slaughter is here. Andy's father-in-law is the individual I was telling you about earlier that was part of the USS Frank E. Evans and during the Vietnam era. Andy called into the program to Congressman Kevin Cramer not long ago to talk about his father-in-law, who was a veteran from Fargo and a survivor of that ship and that ordeal, Richard Grant. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So when you called that day, I didn't know anything about the USS Frank E. Evans. I'm not sure Congressman Cramer did as well, but he quickly said, let me look into this and let's find out what happened. Tell us how this took off so quick from there.
To be honest with you, I learned about it a couple weeks prior to calling in, because my father-in-law just never talked about it. And this year he went to the reunion down in Branson, Missouri. And so then he just kind of sparked the interest on trying to honor the people that did die, that paid the ultimate price. And he was on a couple radio stations in Fargo, and I did hear the story. That's the first time I heard the story. He never did talk about it, which I can see why. And to this day, it's still tough for him to talk about it. And it's just, I knew how much it meant to him to try to get this accomplished. I mean, he didn't have it. He's from Fargo, so he doesn't really get to listen to too much other than the east side of the state radio stations. And I listen to you guys all the time. So that's why I figured I would put in the call just to see if there what we can do about it. And it just kind of took off from there.
Boy, did it ever. That was 3 weeks ago, yesterday or Wednesday, and yesterday on the Senate floor, Congressman Cramer was on talking about this, you know, talking about the USS Frank E. Evans, talking about a amendment that he added to the National Defense Authorization Act, which passed, and obviously with defense funding will be law that will direct the Secretary of Defense to have the names of the 74 crew members that had died in the sinking of the USS Frankie Evans placed on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. So pretty amazing. The ship provided naval gunfire off the coast of Vietnam, so it certainly was part of that whole operation, doing friendly maneuvers with the Australian and New Zealand navies outside of the combat zone, you know, for a time, collided with an aircraft carrier, causing the wreckage. And so, you know, it was just basically a technicality that they were outside the combat zone and not included, but it you know, took this many years to get it right. And so now 74 crew members of the USS Frankie Evans will be remembered and honored in our nation's capital. And I understand there's all kinds of, you know, I think they put like 8 names a year on or something on the Vietnam Wall. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to be able to put all 74 on at once or 8 at a time or how they do that. But the point is, you guys have been heard. That's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's really amazing because next year will be the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, that's the other thing, the anniversary that's coming up as well. What did your father-in-law think about all this?
He was really excited. He did. He was working with one of Congressman Kramer's people in his office. He sent letters to all the representatives, but Kramer was the only one that took it upon and actually did something about it.
I love that. Yeah, there'd been a letter to the editor, and I understand, you know, efforts to say, well, we'll do this or that or whatever. But as usual, Kevin Kramer's going to go right to the chairman and get it done. So pretty amazing, pretty amazing. That's really good. And I think it's an awesome, awesome thing to do for Memorial Weekend. You know, for us to now know that coming up on 50 years of this. Slight that just shouldn't be there for Vietnam vets has been corrected. So kudos to you and your father-in-law, and I hope that 50th reunion now is really special.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go?
I'd just like to thank all the vets out there for everything they do. They make a lot of sacrifices.
They sure do. Andy, thank you so much. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
And let's go to Daryl in Norwich with a Memorial Day comment. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody that in Granville, North Dakota, has the Memorial Day service at 11 a.m. on Monday. The Legion puts on and starts at 11, and we go out to the cemetery after the program in the gym. Chaplain out there, a Vietnam veteran, and just like to make sure everybody knows about it.
That's fantastic. Tell you what, it's our first call with one of the local celebrations, so I'm going to put you on hold and send you out a gift certificate from PetroServe USA, okay?
I got a couple more comments, too. I just received an email from a guy I haven't seen in 47 years. He'd seen, I went on the virtual wall. If anybody wants to go on the virtual Vietnam wall, it's quite an experience. There's places where you can leave a message, and I'd run a message on one of the guys, under one of his names, and the guy that I was with over there 47 years ago just emailed me yesterday. He'd seen my message on there, and we started sending pictures back and forth and talking. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, and another little story. I was over there on Easter Sunday. I received a letter from Pastor Brown. He was over there at the same time. I received a letter on Easter Sunday, and then I found out, of course, you know, communications so slow. I didn't find out for 2 weeks that day that he received the letter, he was killed in a helicopter crash.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
Very ironic.
No kidding, Daryl. Appreciate that very much. Hang on. We'll get your address, mail it off to you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thoreson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In Valley City today on Petro at PetroServe USA, exit 292. Thanks to PetroServe USA for helping us honor fallen heroes on this Memorial Weekend. We appreciate that very much. We've had stories from vets, stories about vets that we're handing out $25 gift cards to. Enjoying that. And here's a young man that's about to serve beginning this summer. What's your name?
Jet Stedema.
And Jet, you are how old?
I'm 18 now.
18 years old and have signed up? to serve?
Yep. Army National Guard.
Army National Guard. Now you're in high school still.
Yep.
Just finished your junior year.
Yep.
So how do you begin serving now?
I'll be going to basic this whole summer, and then I'll come back and keep doing drills, and then next summer I'll go to AIT and continue from there.
So tell me about, what do you know about basic training? Is it like pretty easy?
No, not really. There's a lot of different stuff down there, rappelling and stuff, a lot of push-ups, a lot of physical training.
You're looking forward to it?
Yeah, it should be a good experience, yeah.
Part of the deal, right?
Yep.
Wow, then you'll come back for your senior year, and then do you know where you'll be stationed or serve?
I believe Wahpeton I'll be going to
Next up. Well, Jet, thanks. That's, you know, we don't continue to protect freedom without new folks enlisting, and that's great to hear. Good luck to you.
Yep, thanks.
You bet. We have a gift card for you, $25 gift card from PetroServe USA, so appreciate that very much. Donald Trump is at the Naval Academy with some great words. We're going to leave you with those before we go today, but we have a boatload of folks waiting to weigh in yet here, so let's get to that. Before that, any other texts that I absolutely need to get to before the day is done? Someone is accusing me, Todd, of sneaking in an endorsement of Mike's seminary. I think I said simply to somebody else's comment that I didn't think he was a leftist. So now I guess that's now an endorsement. So that's fine. And my endorsement wouldn't mean much because I don't vote in Bismarck. But I know Mike. I like Mike. That's fine. And of the choices in this mayor's race, if I had to vote, I told Todd before, that's who I'd vote for. And that's just partly out of the other choices, mainly. And knowing what I know. But, I mean, look, this is the great thing about this. Whoever you're for, be loud. If you love Steve Bakken, say you love Steve Bakken and that you think he'd be the best mayor ever. And tell your neighbors. Don't bark at people who don't like the person that you like. I don't understand that. It's just a little silly. But let's see here. Shout out to my brother Carl on the carrier, the USS Hancock, 50 miles off the Vietnam shore. How about that? Pretty amazing. My father-in-law signed up in January of 42, discharged in the fall of 45, paratrooper in the 82 airborne. To this day, he still tells kids and grandkids that he wasn't overseas, his way of dealing with the war. So much. You hear that so often. Unbelievable. The 82nd went through a lot. I never pressed him, but he's a hero of many. One of the reasons he probably doesn't is because he doesn't want to remember, and it's about, again, the fallen. It's about those that he left behind. I see that a lot from World War II vets. Amazing. Okay, let's see here. Rick in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to mention that I had the privilege of going to Normandy and visiting, I think, 7 American cemeteries in France and in Europe. And I just wanted to mention that anybody whose loved ones are still interned over there, that they realize how much honor and respect that the French and the Americans paid to the, you know, those brave soldiers who died. And it's an unbelievable thing to go and see. Walk along the Normandy beaches, especially the Omaha Beach Cemetery. It's an amazing thing to see, and everybody should take that opportunity, especially if you've got family members buried there. There's a tremendous amount of North Dakota men.
I want to do that so bad. I want to do it so bad. Rick, thanks for sharing that. Great to know that for sure. Let's go to Deer Lake, suburb of Buchanan. Larry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, this is from the Lakes Country.
Yes.
Hey, I was going to talk about these people now going and driving. They should leave 15, 20 minutes early, so they don't have to drive like their pants are on fire. And then they come to a stop sign. It says stop, not state tax on peanuts. And then they should get their blinker fluid checked, because there's a lot of them that don't even know they got blinkers on their cars.
Yeah, I could tell from Todd's laugh he agrees with you. Larry, I appreciate that very much. My hair has been on fire before. Never my pants on fire, but I have a new visual now that will work very good. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate
it. Either one, but
you bet.
Exactly right. If we didn't get you in, call in Monday. and or Tuesday, because we want to certainly remember those fallen heroes. No question about that. Gosh, this was fun today. It really was a blast. Didn't get to everything. A few folks wanted me to recap what I thought about the Williston Basin Petroleum Council. I'll do that on Tuesday. We can save that for Tuesday. This weekend is about remembering those fallen heroes. Do me a favor. Thank the good folks at PetroServe USA with a stop here on your travels. I-94, exit 292. It's the stop. It really is. I'm going to go have the best burger on earth right now, and I encourage you to do you as well. 20 cents off E15 too. God bless you. See you. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Scott Hennett here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.